Now, the rest of the story. So many extraordinary stories have emerged from our American uncivil war. Hear this one more. Member of the 1st Michigan Cavalry learns the company's beloved captain has been killed in battle. But the body is out there on the battlefield, where nobody can reach it safely. So this one soldier from the 1st Michigan becomes determined to recover the captain's body, whatever the danger, rides out onto the battlefield at night, searching. Rebels encamped all around. And this cavalry rider is scouring the landscape by moonlight to find the captain's corpse. Straps it to the horse. Then rides all night to the undertakers in City Point, where the rider waits for the captain's body to be embalmed. But it's wartime. The undertaker is fresh out of coffins. So, this devoted soldier binds the captain's body to the horse once again, rides out this time in search of a casket, and finds one, and ships the captain's embalmed remains back to his family and hometown friends by rail. The particularly incredible part of this story is that this heroic member of the 1st Michigan Cavalry was no cavalryman, but rather a cavalrywoman, Bridget Divers. This is the rest of the story. If we've learned nothing else in four decades of rest of the story stories, we have discovered that there is nothing at all extraordinary about women in combat. And many, if not all, such female soldiers have distinguished themselves brilliantly. And Bridget Divers is an example. Sometimes called Michigan Bridget. She was a brilliant horsewoman, of course. Throughout the war between the states, she survived 10 different mounts, 3 of which were shot out from under her. Michigan Bridget. No late entry to the conflict, she fought more than 4 long years beside her comrades. Phil Sheridan's horsemen were continually astounded by her heroism and her stamina. They often recalled the time Bridget was surrounded by Confederate troops. She was surrounded, but jumped her horse right over the heads of the Confederate troops in order to make her escape. Then they would remember with amazement how she rode 4 days and 4 nights without sleep during one of Sheridan's marathon raids, only to take part immediately thereafter in a grueling cavalry engagement during which her colonel was wounded and her captain was killed. It said that Michigan Bridget knew every man in the regiment by name, could describe his military record, his personal character with unerring accuracy. Bridget's knowledge of medicine was also a valuable asset to her company. She sometimes found herself operating on wounded war buddies. And yet, as the phenomenal accomplishments of Bridget Divers are recorded in the annals of the war in which she fought, let this one fact above all be recalled. She was not a born soldier. She never even wanted to fight, never ever at all. She merely enlisted in the 1st Michigan Cavalry so as not to be separated from her husband, who was also a member of that outfit. Yet while Bridget Divers went on to distinguish herself in battle as few men who ever fired a gun, her husband remained a private, utterly undistinguished, eventually wounded, died in obscurity. Now you know the rest of the story.